Hello, I am Montana, and today I will be interviewing Scott Pusey. Please say your name, and can you tell me a story that has impacted your life in a big way, or that has shaped who you are?
Sure. My name is Scott Pusey. I moved to Maine about 16 years ago for my job, and when I did that, we were a really small company, and we were about 7 employees, and revenue was about $400,000 a year. Now we're close to $5 million a year in revenue. And how it shaped me was it more, I have incentives to pay me if I get more orders in the house. Whatever we ship, I get 2% of whatever we ship plus a salary. We sell a lot of products into the military market, people like Harris, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, all the big military contractors. And the thing that's nice about that is the jobs, the military programs run for years, so once you get on the military program, as long as you have good quality and good delivery, you tend to stay on that kind of product. Whereas if it's in a commercial arena, the price has to be very low, and a lot of times parts get designed, reverse engineered out of China, so we don't actually see a lot of commercial business that maintains longevity. And the thing that's nice about where I work is that we share profits with our employees twice a year. We bring in interns to teach them skills if they want to stay. We pay 85% of the medical costs for insurance, which leaves the employee 15% to pay out of, it's a really good benefit. We have a lot of us get sick days, we get extra vacation days, merit bonuses, raises. This past year, we were able to give all of our hourly assembly and people that work in the assembly area between $3 and $4 per hour per person raise. And that's I think that's really nice to be able to help people's quality of lives based on the work that we've gone out and captured, that it's profitable enough that we can pay our employees, a premium over what similar type jobs in this industry pays. We have a network of reps that actually help sell our products, and we pay them a percentage as well to sell our products. I usually travel once a week, once a month, and I travel, the last year I've been really primarily on the East Coast. That's where our business has been really good at developing new products and for new programs. We primarily do, I'd say, 85% of our business is done with domestic North American customers. And again, I touched on military versus commercial. We're probably 80% military and 20% commercial. And the customers that I actually see, I've been doing this for so long, I worked at two other companies similar to where I work now, so I've been doing it for 25 years. I've met a lot of friends, I've met a lot of people. And again, traveling, it's nice. We get nice hotels to stay in, nice food, and the reps, there's some that are really, really good friends. But it's nice knowing that with our backlog, we can look at it at any given time and see that, okay, we've got enough work in-house to keep all of our employees busy. We haven't had layoffs in the 15 years I've been there. The business does go up and down a little bit, but I try to level load that through production so that we're able to maintain an average shipping dollar per month that pretty much keeps the lights on and pays all the bills. Everything we make is made 100% in the United States, and we have to register with the Department of State for International Trafficking and Arms Restrictions. It's an acronym called ITAR. It's convenient to say that everything that we do is made in the States, and we do put stickers on our boxes that show that, and American made. A lot of people take a lot of pride in that. We do have a couple people there that are their kids have worked there. My daughter's worked at the company in the summertime as an intern. She was able to learn how to do several different things in the company, and one thing that I'm kind of proud of her learning how to do is to program a CNC machine. It's a computer numerical control machine that actually uses it to program it, and it will take a block of metal and turn it into you know, custom machine device. We were dog friendly, which is, you know, a nice environment. We have two dogs that are in the office every day. I leave work every day at 4:30. It doesn't matter if it's a pile of stuff on my desk or I don't have anything to do. I go in every day and I leave at 4:30 because I do know that there's always tomorrow to finish up things. Our turnover headcount is very, very minimal. It's very low. It's because of the benefits and the work environment we have. There are times when I do put production under some stress with schedules sometimes that are more aggressive than typical, but you know, that's one thing you have to do is customer service is always key. And a lot of the customers now, they have these portals where you can get on and look at your report card, your scores, quality, delivery, price. And with, I'd say with four or five of our major customers, we're considered to be a gold supplier, which means the highest quality, the highest delivery rating. We've actually gone into some customers in Midwest, and we're not actually just approved suppliers, we're preferred suppliers. And what I do is we have two engineers that I work with, and I will get an opportunity, and everything we do is custom, so I have our engineering team look at it before I quote it. That way they buy in right from the beginning of it. It's not like, geez, you know, the sales guy just sold something that's not even going to work. And it's nice because the engineers between the companies, they develop relationships as well, a work relationship, and they gain trust. They know that, you know, they come to us, we're responsive. We usually turn quotes around in a couple days. And again, everything's custom, we do.
So would you say that by moving up here in Maine and just continuing this job, you've become a better person? And like by traveling and like reaching out to like the customer?
I'd say yes, because it's a leap of faith to move away from my family and friends. I did live in Maryland for forever. And but it was good because once my daughter turned 18, she applied to two schools up here in Maine. She applied to UNE and to USM and got accepted to both with scholarships. So, I mean, as I've been up here, people, as they get older, they mellow more. So I've tried to leave an example to her about, you know, being somewhat of a decent person and being able to provide for her is fulfilling for me.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me interview you.